A Mormon asked me this question a number of years ago, and through the years here at church, I've asked a number of people this question. There seems to be a divided opinion on it, and I wanted to get your opinion.
Sure.
So a Mormon lady asked me when I was witnessing to her, do you have to believe in the Trinity to become a Christian? And I didn't know how to answer at the time.
Yeah. I would answer yes. If you don't believe in the Trinity, then you don't understand who God is. You may say the word God, but you don't understand His nature. Secondly, you couldn't possibly understand who Christ is. I know what I'm saying when I say that. It's going to not only impact people that you may have witnessed to, but there are even people in one form of the charismatic or Pentecostal movement called United Pentecostals who are called the Jesus Only, who believe in a kind of modalism, where God is God for a while, and then He gets to be Christ for a while, and He gets to be the Holy Spirit for a while, but He's never all three at the same time. It is my conviction that true salvation is built upon an understanding of the deity of Jesus Christ, that He is both God, fully God, and that God at the same time is fully God. And that's the whole point of what He did in the Gospels. I mean, Jesus was never satisfied with having people accept Him as anything other than God. And I think that was the whole thing that He was demonstrating, was the Trinitarian nature of God. So I think not to understand the Trinity is not to understand who God is, and it's not to understand who Christ is, and therefore it's not to understand the gospel properly. Same question arises about the virgin birth. I would say a person could become a Christian if they didn't know about the virgin birth, because they would assume that Jesus Christ must have had a unique birth if He was both God and man, right? But if someone says, I would deny the virgin birth, then all you've got is a man. You've got something less than the incarnate God. It is conceivable that somebody would say, no, He wasn't born of a virgin. He was born of Joseph and Mary, and God just infused the Logos spirit into Him, and it could get a little confused that way. But basically, I think you need to believe that God is expressed fully in Christ and yet exists as God, and that the Spirit of God was doing the work through Christ. That's what He said, and anything less than that. He said, if you don't see the Spirit working in me, what is that? Blasphemy.
Right.
So I think the Trinity is inherent to the gospel understanding.
Thank you.
Good question.